And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Jura, the Shofar Sound. Today's podcast will be dealing with New Age, Astrology, Mark of the Beast, 666. Pretty much in this podcast, we'll really be exposing how within New Age movement and their writings, they really express the Mark of the Beast 666 as a positive thing and as a spiritual aspect of really men gravitating to taking 666, the Mark of the Beast, and spinning in a positive light. We know within scriptures, however, when we look at the Apostle John, when he's writing the book of Revelation, Revelation 13 especially, it states that once you take that mark of the beast, which will incorporate you into the beast system, which will incorporate you into the economic system, it will incorporate you into the political system, and it will incorporate you in the spiritual or the religious system that will take place when the two beasts arise, one being a political figure, one being a religious figure, which we know, one being the son of perdition, the Antichrist, the other being the false prophet. As we're going to look at it, I believe in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, really personifies how occult writings and New Age writings really try to invert things upside down. That's pretty much neo-Gnosticism. Inverting things, that saying good is evil and evil is good. So when we look at Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and evil and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." So we definitely live in an age and a time where people call evil good and good evil, and they make darkness look like it's light and light look like it's darkness, and they take what's supposed to be bitter as being sweet and what's supposed to be sweet as being bitter. We even see right now the current movie that just came out, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. And we see that Doctor Strange has been elevated as a hero to the earth because he protects the earth from invaders from other dimensions and other things, otherworldly beings. And his superpower that he has is black magic, which we know when we look at the Bible and having a Judeo-Christian biblical worldview, we know that is actually evil, but it's being celebrated as being good. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 47, verse 12 through 13 to kind of set the tone about astrology. It says, "Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thou art weary in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly pronosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee." So we're going to evaluate with astrology pushing the mark of the beast or 666, spinning it in a positive light. Astrology is a form of divination, which goes all the way back to mystery Babylon, goes back to Nimrod and his wife Semiramis, which established this, the mystery religion system that has continued on to this very day, which will come to its height where the Son of Perdition is actually revealed, which we know as the Antichrist and the false prophet. But the biblical truth of the mark of the beast, we have to look at that. We see that the beast system is coming together. When we look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 12 through 18, it says, "And he exercised all power of the beast before him, and he caused it the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had a wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So we see when an individual who accepts the Antichrist as God and will take the mark of the beast, which is 666, this not only will be a sign that they can buy and sell within the economic purposes, but they are actually aligning themselves to the Antichrist, and the mark is actually a sign showing that they have a covenant relationship with the Antichrist and Satan, and that they're taking on a covenant of death and eternal damnation. So we see how within the mark, we have to, it says, here is wisdom. So people are espousing this esoteric wisdom, this demonic wisdom, and saying that 666, oh, it's a good thing. You hear things about angel numbers of 666, which we'll talk about, which spin it in a positive life, which is deceiving people into going down the broad road of destruction instead of following the narrow path, the light. There's only one way to God the Father, Yahweh, and that's through his son, Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ. So even when we look at some of the writings of E.W. Billinger's book, The Numbers in Scripture, he states some of the things about 666. He says, this is a quote from his book. He says, "But the number has far deeper reference to connections of the secret mysteries of the ancient religions, which will be again manifested in the connection with the last great apostasy. If six is the number of secular or human perfection, then 666 is therefore the culmination of human pride in independence of God and the opposition to his Christ." So this is what E.W. Billinger in his books, Numbers and Scripture, is talking about. However, when we start looking into the occult views of 666, there's many different views of that. There are several occult views that they take the spin on 666, which is drastically different from the biblical view that we observe and what we know to be truth from God's word, which warns us not taking this mark of, which is the number of a man or his name. So when we look in Kabbalah, the number 666 represents the creation and the perfection of the world. This is because the world was created in 6 days. There are six cardinal directions: north, south, east, west, up, and down, and is the numerical value of one of the letters of God's name. So that's it. We're looking at from the aspect of Kabbalah. Even when we look at the Illuminati, it states within the Illuminati that 666 is their sacred number. The number 3 is for God. The number 6 is for man. Therefore, 3 sixes represents man becoming God, man becoming illuminated through Luciferian doctrine and Luciferian spirituality, that man can become a God. So this is what the Illuminati views the number 666, the mark of the beast. When we look at Alice Bailey, the founder of Lucifer Trust, which we know is Lucius Trust as his day, which Lucius Trust is front and center with the United connections with the United Nations, among other things, and some of the most prominent world leaders and leaders within the U.S. But this is what she held, the belief that the number was the number for the heavenly man. Bailey went on to say that the number as materialism, it represents dominance of 3 worlds prior to the process of reorientation and the expression of developed idealism, purpose. The third aspect expresses through pure materialism, which the 3 sixes. So here we see a very different view of how the occult and these mystery religions view 666. But the most deeper thing is within astrology. Astrology has a spiritual aspect of it with the zodiac and all, but primarily we're going to be dealing with how it deals with 666. So when we look at astrology and the mark of the beast, one of the things I want to point out is angel numbers. The 666 angel number are bearers of spiritual messages. In fact, 666 is the response to the prayers you made to the divine spirit. So thank the heavenly stars for the showers of blessings that are coming your way. This is quoted from Zodiac Signs Horoscopes.com from an article, which is angel numbers 666, the meaning and significance. So here we see that within astrology, they look at 666 being an angel number and towards divine beings. Also within astrology, we have to look at the connection of the zodiac sign Virgo. So Virgo is connected with the celestial virgin. So looking at that much more deeper, the mother goddess, the head of the mystery religions, Mystery Babylon, which we can see in Revelation chapter 17, the Babylonian mystery religions is marked by astrology and the occult science, which had originated in Babylon, which we already stated with Nimrod and his wife Semiramis. The mother goddess, which goes back to Semiramis, Nimrod's wife, was the original Virgo of the zodiac. And the Virgo represents celestial virgins, which is a sign of the mother goddess. Within Alice Bailey's writings, Bailey states this about the sign of Virgo. She mentions Virgo as the astrological sign, informing New Age practitioners that Virgo symbolizes the goddess. Bailey goes on and she writes that the symbology of Virgo This concerns the whole goal of the evolutionary process, which is the shield, the nurture, and finally reveal the hidden spiritual reality. This is found in Bailey's writings, The Labors of Hercules. Bailey goes on, and she also states in her writings, New Age astrology, Virgo represents the triangle, which is an ancient satanic symbol that New Agers and occultists actually promote. New Age leaders speak about that the force underlining the triangle symbolizes the soon transition of Earth into a magical and sacred New Age kingdom. So here we see within the guidelines, Alice Bailey of Lucifer Trust really promotes these writings that she channeled through a demon spirit. Here's some other writings that Bailey goes on to really expound upon in her writings, The Labors of Hercules. She connects 666 with the astrological sign Virgo. Bailey goes on to state, Virgo is the sixth sign. The frightening number is called the number of the beast. What Virgo means is a symbol of triplicity, six on the physical plane, six on the emotional plane, and six on the mental plane. So here's Bailey. She's really connecting the mark of the beast as being something good and something that should be promoted. And so this is a twisted thing what the New Age writers and authors are really pushing an agenda to really push the acceptance of the mark of the beast, which we know the end result is by taking the mark is eternal damnation. So it's very, it contradicts the word of God. So we have to really be in tune in this day, and people are being seduced by the occult, and we live in a neo-pagan, postmodern Christian age here in America. Here's a connection with the planet Saturn, which again is part of astrology, Saturn and its connection with 666. Hindu guru Sri Aurobindo, who was a well-known New Age, he was well-known within New Age circles, affirmed that Saturn is represented by the number six. According to Aurobindo, this is because the planet Saturn is the sixth planet of nine planets distanced from the sun. And he goes on, he states the following, Saturn to the mother goddess and her trinity nature, the sixth is the scale of the trinity and is the point where the mother makes her appearance. So here we go, the same connection we see that Sri Aurobindo connects some of his writings that the same, that this demonic spirit that was channeling through him was channeling through Alice Bailey, really pushing the mark of the beast and the number 666. But folks, we have to know, which we read in Revelation 13, here is wisdom. We have to know that this mark is not a good thing at all. It's not an angel number. It's not something that divine beings are bringing special messages and all, and it's not a number that people are going to be blessed. The end result, we see this in Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 through 11, which states, then another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a mighty voice, whoever pays homage to the beast and his statue and permits the beast and stamp the mark of inscription to put on his forehead or his hand, he too shall have to drink of the wine of God's indignation and the wrath poured unadulterate into the cup of his anger, and he or undiluted into the cup of his anger, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of the torments ascends forever and ever, and they have no respite, no pause, no intermission, no rest, no peace, day or night. These who pay homage to the beast and to his image, whoever receives the stamp on his name up on him. So if you know people that are involved in the New Age movement and other things and all, and they're following angel numbers of 666 and other things and all, and they're following astrology and they're following all these false doctrines of devils, then you really need to tell them the truth and love, and tell them the gospel and tell them to repent before it's too late and not be led astray. God bless.